Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes. And let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Making Music. It had been a while since Rogelio, Brianna, and Helen had met in the park and decided to write a play. Rogelio thought about it and smiled. All three of them had such different ideas. It was amazing that they had figured out what to do. But because of those differences, He had a feeling that their play would be a huge hit. Rogelio was looking forward to their meeting at the park today. He looked up and noticed Helen was walking towards him and waved excitedly. Helen smiled broadly and waved back. Then Rogelio saw Brianna headed their way and waved at her too. She was also smiling and waving. Rogelio felt excited and eager to see what they came up with today. Once Brianna made her way to their meeting place under the big oak tree, Helen said, "Okay, last time we decided that our play would be about a dragon living in the forest with animals. The dragon has a special jewel to communicate with everything, even cars and plants. We also wanted to add music and write a script, with some parts where the audience can choose. What new ideas did you guys have?" Rogelio said, "I've been thinking about the music for our play. I brought some instruments." Rogelio had his backpack with him. He pulled out a little keyboard, a little hand drum, and an instrument case. "What's in the case?" Brianna asked. "I'll show you," Rogelio replied. He opened it up, and inside there was a ukulele. "That looks like a little guitar," Helen said. "It kind of is," Rogelio responded. "Do you want to try it?" "Can I use the little drum?" Helen asked. "Sure," Rogelio said. "I can play the keyboard," Brianna said excitedly. "And I can play the ukulele," said Rogelio. The three kids took their instruments. Helen started to tap out a beat on the hand drum. Brianna began to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on the keyboard, and Rogelio started to play Five Little Ducks. The dragon walked along in the forest, and passing the park, heard a lot of strange noises. Covering ears, the dragon peeked out to see what was happening in the park. At first, the trio continued, each playing their own tune. Then they began to notice how the song sounded together. "Oh, that sounds terrible," Helen said. "Maybe if we played each instrument one at a time, it would be better," Brianna suggested. "We could also try playing the same song," Rogelio said. "I like both ideas," Helen said. "Right," Brianna said. "We can hear what the instruments sound like by themselves, and then we can see what they sound like together." "That's a good idea," Rogelio said. "I can go first, unless one of you wants to." The girls shook their heads no. Gently, Rogelio strummed the ukulele, and the Five Little Ducks melody danced about playfully. In the forest, the dragon took its paws off its ears and listened. "That was beautiful," Helen and Brianna said. "Thanks," Rogelio said. "Who wants to play next?" "I'll go next," Helen said. And with that, she began to tap out a rhythm on the drum. Rogelio and Brianna were bobbing their heads along with the beat. The dragon began tapping on the rocks in the forest. Helen stopped, but the beat continued on, drifting out of the forest. "Do you hear something?" Helen asked. "Yes, you're fantastic," Rogelio and Brianna said. Helen smiled and forgot about the sound coming from the forest. "Okay, Brianna, you're up." Brianna smiled and started to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. The melody gently circled them and floated over to the forest. The dragon peeked out to see where the music was coming from. Brianna stopped playing and pointed. "Did you see that?" The others turned to see the dragon quickly turn and go back into the forest. "Wow," they all said. "I think that was the dragon." "Maybe our next step in writing our play should be research," Rogelio said. "We should go explore the forest," Helen said. "Let's finish the music first," Brianna said. "I think all the instruments sound good. What do you think?" "I agree." What song should we play to see if they work together? Rogelio said. Does everyone know the wheels on the bus? Helen asked. Yes, Rogelio and Brianna said. The trio played together, and this time it sounded great. Kids were coming over from the playground to listen. When they finished, everyone applauded. I guess that works. Now we just have to figure out what songs to sing, Brianna said. And explore the forest, Helen added. Then Rogelio, Brianna, and Helen heard their parents call them home. They waved goodbye to each other and agreed to think about some songs for their play. After having dinner and getting ready for bed, Rogelio yawned, wishing Helen and Brianna a happy, peaceful night. He settled into his cozy blanket and soft pillow and began to think of all he had to be grateful for. Rogelio was happy the others had enjoyed the instruments he brought. He was happy with the music they had played. Most of all, Rogelio was thankful to have friends to play music with. He gave himself a big hug and then relaxed, sinking into his fluffy pillow. Rogelio took a deep dragon breath in and out. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Rogelio's mind quieted, and he drifted off to sleep, wondering if he had really seen a dragon peeking out of the forest. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.